Sony hopes it has a Kindle killer. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Sony has unveiled a new electronic reading device it hopes will be able to take on the Amazon Kindle. The Reader Daily Edition is the first Sony e-reader to sport a wireless connection. It will go for about $400 when it hits the market in December. The Kindle already has wireless capability. Sony's new e-reader lineup includes devices that sell for $200 and $300. John Falcone is executive editor at CNET. He attended the Sony Daily Edition unveiling in New York City.
Sony is kind of drawing a line in the sand and telling Amazon that they are here and they're going to be competing in this market that they were actually active in long before the Kindle even existed. They have potentially a pretty strong lineup to do that with, at least, if you'll pardon the expression, on paper. What's really good, first of all, is they have an entry-level model that's only $200. They also have introduced, although it won't be out until December, a model with built-in wireless, which is really the one feature that the Kindle had that Sony couldn't really match. The other thing is they have two of the $300 and the $400 wireless model also have touch screens, which is something the Kindle does not have.
What else do you think is notable about the new Sony ebook readers?
Their products are actually a lot more open now. They can easily read PDF files. They can read these EPUB files. And they can also access Google Books, which there are a million of online. So you can basically download these free Google Books. And granted, these are really older public domain works, but you can get stuff like classic novels, you know, Mark Twain and Jules Verne and stuff like that. The other really interesting thing is that Sony is really emphasizing library loaners. They're making it very easy to hunt down local libraries that lend out on this EPUB format they use. That means if you have a library card and you're a member, you can just download these loaner files, put them on the Sony Reader, and read it for 3 weeks, and at that point, it just kind of expires.
See, I think that has a lot of potential because I think a lot of people don't really like the idea of buying just some bits when they used to buy books, you know, and especially with that recent controversy over Amazon sort of pulling back some books that people bought. It was the book 1984, and Amazon just basically deleted them from users' machines. So it seems like, you know, the idea of borrowing an ebook could be quite appealing.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to determine, we're not sure yet how widely those the available titles are going to be. Like, I looked at the New York Public Library's website where the event was, and I looked at the top 10 or 20 titles, and there was a few familiar titles like the Twilight series that everybody's reading now and stuff like Freakonomics, but it certainly didn't mirror the New York Times top 10 seller list exactly. So there is going to be a lot of stuff at this point that you're not going to be able to get for free. But just the potential, I think, is really interesting.
John Falcone is executive editor at CNET. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.